I'm visiting Makueni County, 156 kilometers from Nairobi County. Here, the state's report indicates that about 50% of the expected maize yield will be lost to the maize lethal necrosis disease, MLND. MLND is caused by a double infection of maize plants with maize chlorotic motor virus and any of the seroviruses such as sugarcane mosaic virus, maize dwarf mosaic virus, or the wheat streak mosaic virus. Meet Jonathan Mutisia, a farmer in Makueni who lost 2 acres of maize to MLND. He is among farmers working with scientists to help control the disease.
I lost 2 acres of maize from my 3-acre farm. I didn't know what was going on. The maize leaves started drying, then eventually the entire stem. We're working with scientists who have advised us to uproot and burn the affected plants and practice crop rotation with either beans or tomatoes where we previously planted maize.
The disease, which has devastated maize crops in the region, seems difficult to control. Dr. Anne Wangai, the MLND Chief Research Officer at the Kenya Agriculture and Livestock Research Institute, explains why.
We are talking about a combination of viruses in many cases, spread by vectors, especially thrips and beetles. These are insects that can be blown by the wind over long distances, can multiply and be in very large numbers when the environmental conditions are conducive. We have established a screening site for evaluating maize germ plasms from all over the world and screening them at artificial conditions, inoculating them with the virus to be able to select any material that may have some resistance or show some tolerance to the virus.
The International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center has been working in close collaboration with the Kenya Agricultural and Livestock Research Institute, private sector partners, and virology experts from the United States to combat the disease through host-controlled resistance. Dr. Stephen Mugo, a principal scientist and CIMIT country representative, explains whether scientists have found a germ plasm resistant to MLND in Kenya yet.
We looked at different maize types that we hold in our gene bank collection, in our breeding collections, and we tested this using artificial inoculation. There are some that we find with the different levels of tolerance. We have not seen anything that is resistant, but we have gotten some, the ones that can show the symptoms, the signs that the virus is there, but we still continue and give the farmer some level of yield. This, we are at the level of validating that. We are seeing hope that we'll be able to get materials that will be able to give us good levels of tolerance. But so far, we have not seen any that will be immune, which means that farmers, we may have to practice the crop management in addition to the hybrids that will be tolerant to the disease.
Water Efficient Maize for Africa, a public-private partnership project in sub-Saharan Africa, has successfully tested insect-resistant and drought-tolerant genetically modified maize variety on confined trials in Kenya. Can adoption of biotechnology help Africa cope with the new emerging maize disease? Dr. Mugo explains.
Biotechnology could help us. There is something that enables the virus to be attached to the plant cell and to be able to function there. Today, there is a technology that is called gene silencing, where you can go in and look at those genes that are responsible for the interaction between the virus and the plant cell and interfere with those in the plant. And therefore, the plant will not be able to recognize the virus and vice versa. This is possible. However, although the laboratory technique is easy, to get that product to the farmers takes a long time. You need lots of tests to ensure that it meets the national requirements for GMOs.
Breeding for a maize variety takes time, but scientists are hoping to use the double haploid technology to lessen the variety generation time. For now, farmers have to learn how to control the disease, as Dr. Wangai advises.
Get seed from certified merchants. Practice and adapt crop rotation. Plant non-cereal crops such as beans or any legume, potatoes, sweet potatoes, as to allow the vector population and the disease level to go down. Plant just one season and early in the season so that avoid the buildup of the vector and the disease.
Already 30% maize loss in sub-Saharan Africa is accounted to drought, insect pest, low soil fertility and low technology adoption. Scientists are doing their best to contain the disease, which, if no solution is found soon, will not only result to loss of livelihoods for subsistence farmers, but food insecurity in sub-Saharan Africa.